Well, as I said last week, we're going to be talking about faith again this week. And for those of you who weren't here last week, don't worry, this doesn't build on the other. You're not going to be lost. Well, at least I hope not. If you're lost, everybody's going to be lost, including me. So hopefully we can pull it together a little bit better than that. And it comes, obviously, from our Hebrews reading. As I said, Hebrews 11 is frequently referred to as the faith chapter, and it's got all kinds of wonderful things in it. And as it's read for us again, it reminded me again, as we get into verse 32 and on, where we get this sense of momentum as the writer of Hebrews is sort of piling witness upon witness. And it reminds me of the last bit of the Apostles' Creed, where it does the same thing. You know, I believe in the communion of saints and all that. And it leads to this great ending. It sort of creates its own momentum and says, yes, all of this stuff goes somewhere. And so does our faith. And as I was thinking about faith again, and reminded once again of what it means and what it might mean, and I'm sure this says more about where I grew up and my own personality than anything else, but when I think of faith, the first thing I think of, for better or worse, is the number of people who make fun of having faith. And the thing that struck me was the faith, the tremendous faith of physicists. And you may be wondering, well, physicists don't have faith. They deal with equations, and they deal with the reality of life. And they do. But I don't know how many of you sort of follow the scientific world, but if you do, not that long ago, they actually discovered the existence, or they found a Higgs boson particle. And they were ecstatic. They were leaping around with great joy, even though they had had faith for years since Higgs first said there's going to be this particle called a boson. It makes a big difference to physicists. I'm afraid I don't really understand exactly how or why. But the thing that struck me is how much faith they had to keep looking for this until they finally found it. And at the same time, many of the sort of hard science crowd will look at us and say, faith is foolish. Well, no, faith is not foolish. Faith is not something that just comes out of nowhere. Faith is depending on what we know is. And these physicists maintained their faith because, in their case, the math said that this thing would eventually show up. They'd eventually be able to find it. And so when we think of what our faith is based on what is. Our faith is based on God. And to be sure, we haven't been able to measure God quite yet. But 15 years ago, people couldn't actually point to a Higgs boson. This particle was just there. They had faith that it would be there. And perhaps their faith was based on something other than ours. I would suggest that their faith was based on something not quite as important as ours. Now, math is an important thing. Math tends to be dependable. Well, we thought it was dependable until Einstein came and turned some parts of math on its head. And then a little while later, quantum physics turned the rest of math on its head. Our faith is based on what we read about in Hebrews. Our faith is not based on vain hope. Our faith is not based on a desire that would be nice. Our faith is based on the foundation of the faith of others. Generation after generation has had faith in God and has been rewarded for that faith. Not always in the ways that we would like, and not always immediately for those people. That's why it's so fascinating to me that the writer of Hebrews could have put together a litany of faithful people through scriptural history where they all got what they were expecting. But the writer of Hebrews also has the downside of faith, that some of these faithful people faced jeers, some were chained and put in prison, some were destitute. They were persecuted, mistreated. Some were put to death. The world was not worthy of them, but they maintained their faith. Faith is based on the fundamental reality of God. And those who are going to perhaps look askance at us for having faith, I think we've got quite a lot of evidence that suggests that no, this is not just wishful thinking. We have generation after generation after generation of people who depended on God and found God faithful. The faithfulness of God has been demonstrated for considerably longer than modern physics. The dependence on God goes back beyond pretty much anything that we look at as saying this is easily objectively provable. We have faith because we look at the example of others. That's how faith works. That's how we figure out everything. We figure out the laws, if you want to call them that, of economics by watching how the economic process has worked over years and decades. We figure out how chemical processes work by observing that they do this, whatever that this might be. That when we combine, say, sodium and water, it gives you a very lovely little display of a small explosion. Unless you add fuming nitric acid to the water, which a friend of mine and I once did, and then through the sodium, in which case you get a much more dramatic display. Don't do this at home, or anywhere for that matter, unless you want to pick up an awful lot of broken glass. I find it peculiar, and I find it more and more peculiar the older I get, that when we say we have faith on the basis of the witness of hundreds and thousands of people, that is somehow poo-pooed, when the faith, or the reality, if you will, of science, of economics, of psychology, is based on watching people over time and seeing what actually works and what doesn't work. The difference is that faith is considerably more dependable than those, especially psychology. I mean, psychology, and I think psychology has a tremendous benefit and has provided tremendous benefits to us, but they do tend to change their minds a lot about what's important and what isn't. The DSM, the diagnostic, whatever it is, that says this is what a psychological illness is. I mean, they put things in, they take them out, and our faith is a lot more stable than that. And when we talk about faith, I think it would be good for us, those who have faith in God, those of us who have a faith in the unseen, I think we can talk about it from a perspective that isn't quite as defensive as it might have been before. Because when we look at our faith, it stacks up quite nicely against anybody else's faith. Physicists just get kind of offended if you describe their beliefs as faith. And so don't do that. I mean, unless you just, well, maybe if one of your siblings is a physicist and you enjoy sort of rattling their cage a little bit, go ahead. But when we look at our belief structures as a whole, we have faith in them, whatever they are, on the basis of what they've accomplished, on the basis of what other people have done. If people have been depending for years on an erroneous mathematical principle, if we suddenly did discover that 2 plus 2 equals 5, there'd be a real problem. The whole thing would fall apart, and mathematicians would even admit that. That won't, of course. But ours is no more likely to fall apart than theirs. The belief structure, the faith structure that goes all the way back to the beginning, it says that God is faithful, that God loves us. When we bring that into conjunction with God's surprising willingness to trust us with choice and allow us to make bad choices, the foundation of our faith is as solid as anything. And when we look at the last part of our Hebrews passage, we see that it was Jesus who perfected our faith. And I've thought of that off and on for a long time. What does it mean, the perfecter of our faith? What Jesus did is he demonstrated that it's possible for a human being, because God, when God took human form as Jesus, Jesus was fully human. Yes, he was fully divine, and we don't understand how that works because we can't. But we understand its reality. And his full humanity was what lived in complete faith for his entire life. And what Jesus did in his life is he said it is possible to live in faith in perfection. That doesn't mean that we will, but it means that faith is something that's achievable by humans, that's backed up by God, and that actually exists. It's not believing what you know isn't true. It's believing in what actually is, whether you can see it or not. It's believing in the same way that I believe in the existence of my family and their care for me, even though none of them are here. I don't have to have them here. I don't have to have my family telling me they love me whenever we see each other, although we do that a lot, because that's how you demonstrate it. So when you don't say it, you don't have to demonstrate it anymore. The faith and the love of my family is pretty stable because it's been there with my siblings. It's been there for as long as we've been mutually alive. With my extended family, it's the same thing. With my own immediate family, we have years and years of evidence that that love is real, is authentic. We move the discussion of faith into the wrong arena when we say it has to be objectively provable somehow. Because really nothing that matters is objectively provable. Patriotism, which I think we would all say is of value, is not objectively provable. Some of the most objectively patriotic people have turned out to be spies. Patriotism is something else. Love is not objectively provable. One of the first things that confidence men and seducers learn is how to pretend they love people. Objective proof is not the be-all and end-all of what we believe in, and it certainly isn't a faith. Faith is looking at a pattern of behavior, is looking at a history, and saying that the things that faith has said have happened over and over and over again. Will we ever be perfectly in faith? I don't think so. Jesus was, so I think it's possible, but I don't know that it is. It's one of those strange dichotomies in human beings. Our potential is there. Will we ever reach it? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Will we ever get to the point where we never have questions about our faith in God? I don't think so. I think doubt is part of our essential humanity, and working through doubt is one of the ways we demonstrate that we have faith. If you don't work through doubt, then you don't have faith. Because why? If you don't work through it, what do you care? It doesn't matter. Will we ever get to the point where we know everything about faith? Certainly not in this life. But are we at a point where we can say that our faith, our belief in a loving God, who is interested and delighted that we can have a relationship with him through Jesus, is that in danger? Is that something we need to hold on to tentatively? No. That's something in which we have faith that we can depend on, because we're depending on what we know is. Does it have the kind of evidentiary backup that you could put in a court of law? Perhaps not. But we're not in a court of law. we're living lives that make sense when we put them together through faith. We're not creating a syllogism in philosophy. We're not creating an equation in mathematics, high math or low math or any other kind of math. We're living a life, and we're using our faith as the basis of that life that makes the rest of things make sense, that gives meaning to math, that gives meaning to courtrooms and philosophy. The faith in God that we have, that base of faith on which we rest, is what provides a foundation for everything else. Talking about faith is, as I said before, it's kind of slippery because we don't talk about it in these terms often. What we can do, and what I know we can do, is we can look at Scripture for its stories of faith. We can look to church history. We can look to the rest of history, our own story, to see how faith has created meaning and has been the foundation on which we rest. Does it have an easy answer? Does it have an easy explanation? No. But what thing of value does? But can we have faith? Yes. Is our faith in God sensible? Yes. Is our faith that at one point God will make this make sense? Is that tenable? Yes. Faith isn't being foolish. Faith is looking at what is and saying, this is how it hangs together. And for that, we're grateful. Amen. Let's pray.